Shikuch, good morning all. So we are concluding the conversation about tzitzis and some of the halachos that pertain to them. Most people are usually pretty good about this when it comes to disposing of tzitzis, old tzitzis that one needs to throw out for whatever reason. And so in general, there are two categories of objects that we have in Judaism. There are many categories, but in general, two categories. There's teshmishei kedusha and teshmishei mitzvah. Teshmishei kedusha refers to something that would be associated with a very sanctified thing. So for example, like the case of a mezuzah or the case of our tefillin, something like that. So in general, that stuff has to be put in shemos. When it comes to tzitzis, it's not considered to have an intrinsic kedusha, an intrinsic holiness in the same way. And therefore, one technically is allowed to throw out tzitzis that they need to dispose of, either if it's ripped or whatever it might be. You got a new pair and you have an old pair that you want to get rid of. So technically, it could be thrown in the garbage. However, since it is a mitzvah item, we do not throw it in the garbage. So there are multiple options with what a person can do. A person theoretically can put it in a box of shemos as well. That is something that is allowed. And I say it's allowed and not something that is necessarily recommended because of the fact that in general we are over shemosified in our culture as is. There is just way too much shemos to go around and there's only so many holes you could dig in the ground. And so therefore extra shemos is not always a good thing. So rather what a person could do with their tzitzis is properly wrap them up. Some people put it in one bag, some people put it in two bags, whatever it is, and then you throw it in the garbage, you properly dispose of it like that. And the case that is more common is a tzitzis string that accidentally like rips off or something like that. So what do you do with that? So some people have the custom to use it as like a bookmark in a sefer or something, because there's an idea. You use it for one mitzvah in your tzitzis, and now it can't be used for that, so you use it for another mitzvah, like putting a bookmark in your sefer. There is an interesting question regarding tzitzis at night. Most people are under the correct impression that there is no obligation to wear tzitzis at night, and so therefore, technically, once the sun goes down and it's dark outside entirely, you do not have the obligation to wear your tzitzis. However, with that said, you know, you could imagine in the winter months, we basically it's dark by 5 o'clock, and so you can basically have yourself from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., 12 p.m., 12 a.m., whenever people go to sleep, you're not wearing tzitzis, but most people are going about their business as usual. So really the truth is, even though technically there is a patur, there is an exemption from wearing tzitzis, if you are going about your regular day and you're still wearing your regular day clothes, it's worthwhile to be wearing tzitzis. Some people even have the custom to sleep with tzitzis because you don't want to miss a second of the mitzvah. And this is all based on the conclusion of these halachos regarding tzitzis, where we're told the hazahir b'mitzvah tzitzis zocheh v'roeh p'nei ha'shchina. Even though this is just, again, one of the 613 mitzvos, it is considered a significant one such that if someone is careful in this mitzvah, they will be zocheh, they will merit to see the face of God, whatever that means. And so therefore we see that even though technically there are many exemptions, and again, when it's dark outside, it's night, you are not obligated in tzitzis, one who is careful to do as much as they can to fulfill this commandment, it's a good thing to do. And so with that, we conclude the halachos of tzitzis. God willing, next time we'll continue with the laws of tefillin, but for now we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.